Good morning, everybody. I would thank everybody for coming together on short notice. As you know, we're facing an unprecedented situation in North Dakota. We're all familiar with flooding. We're all familiar with dealing with water and extreme weather conditions in our state, probably as good as any state in the nation and being able to deal with that. But what's new is that we've got billions of dollars of agricultural crops unharvested. So this is sort of unprecedented amount of economic risk and stress for the farmers and ranchers in North Dakota, in addition to the usual challenges that counties and cities and townships have to deal with normal spring flooding. Earlier today, I signed a statewide flood emergency disaster declaration, which will then pave the way for obtaining federal assistance, including the pursuit of a USDA secretarial disaster declaration and a presidential disaster declaration. I know that among the first to get their own local disaster decks in was Grand Forks County and the city of Grand Forks, and we would encourage all counties and entities across the state, because of course the thresholds to achieve federal assistance has to do with documenting the amount of damages. So we appreciate Grand Forks' leadership in that regard. I want to thank Grand Forks, Kerry, and the Grand Forks Emergency Services team for pulling together this meeting. I know we've got a number of producers that are here, and we're hoping today to not only hear from officials, but hear from those from the ag community that are being directly affected. And we're really here to listen. In addition to myself and Commissioner Goring, we've got representatives from across the representing across the state of North Dakota that represent agencies that are here to help. General Dorman is here, which he leads the National Guard, but also Emergency Services. Cody Schultz is here. Wave your hand, Cody. Leads the Homeland Security and DES stuff for North Dakota. And then we've got John from the Water Commission here. And of course, I'm sure we've got representatives from DOT and others. We have state legislators here, and including the talented and capable leaders from Grand Forks, who, if we need any money, I'm sure they know where we could find it. And so I want to thank Senator Holmberg especially for being here today. But and then lots and lots of other county and city officials.